The International In-Flight Food Service Association held its 36th annual conference in Phoenix. The group, which tries to find ways to improve airline food, is facing a stiffer challenge serving its customers in light of a weakening economy. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports most travelers won't see much improvement anytime soon.
Airline food is almost universally considered a bad dining experience. Just ask humorist Dave Barry, who was invited to speak at this conference.
First of all, I think you do a great job, a wonderful job. I have one question, which is, how come the airlines go to all that trouble to keep us from bringing weapons on the plane, and then you give us a dinner roll hard enough to kill a person with?
But Linda Pincus with the In-Flight Food Service Association says he has it all wrong.
I think that you get a good meal on an airplane now. I think that maybe people are not getting as much food as they used to back before deregulation, but I think there's about as much chance of going back to that coach meal with the silverware and the china as there is about going back to a regulated airline industry.
We're losing that water. We're steamed on the top, and now we'll just let them go a couple more minutes and get good and crisp on the bottom. A duck pot sticker. A mixture of duck breast and duck leg that's ground and mixed with Asian vegetables and stuffed inside.
In a starched white uniform at the Flight Association's trade show, Chef Clark Raines cooks some samples of the things he prepares for Maple Leaf Farms, an Indiana company that sells its products to airlines.
We have a new appetizer line with duckling. We do duck quesadillas, a smoked duck quesadilla. We do the pot stickers and spring rolls. We also have a rotisserie duck breast that does well on the airlines.
Across the aisle, Chef Marcel Lagnat also sells his edible creations to the airlines. He carefully prepares ravioli with multicolored pasta noodles, generous omelets made with real eggs, and rich desserts.
And the pasta is made with eggs and semolina, like they did in Italy. The herbs are fresh herbs. You know, get the rosemary and pick them, chop them up, and things like this. The cilantro, don't buy frozen cilantro, buy fresh. That already enhanced the flavor of any of the product.
Didn't enjoy roasted duck, ravioli, or fresh herbs on your last flight? That's because most of the fare being presented at this gathering is served in first class. Chances are you flew coach, a.k.a. economy class, where you were much more likely to be served
peanuts, crackers, a cheese, an apple, a half a sandwich.
Gary Greenwood sells food service products to airlines. He's been in the business for 30 years and says increased competition has airlines operating on razor-thin margins. That often means the first place to cut is in food service. Airline fares are as low as they've been in many years, so the situation for coach travelers is not likely to change.
The key driver for the airlines in terms of their food service is what their profitability is like and what they're getting for tickets. And if competition is driving ticket price down, which it generally is, then they're not going to be able to put huge amounts and wonderful of foods on board planes.
Unless you're Dave Barry, who was served a fancy chicken dish on his flight to Phoenix.
They flew me out here first class. It's daring enough for them to bring a humor columnist to talk to them. I admire them for that. But they're certainly not going to bring a humor columnist and have him fly coach. Why not just stab yourself in the eyeball? Let's do that.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.